Saute the onions, grill some chicken. The taste buds ours, our finger licking. Tune them in now, give a listen. 'Cause the taste buds really know what they are dishing. Sunday mornings from 10 to noon, the taste buds hours are in your room. Tune them in now, give a listen. 'Cause the taste buds really know what they are dishing.
Welcome back. We're at the top of the hour. And the Taste Buds, it's Food for Thought with the Taste Buds. I'm Carol.
And I'm Michelle.
We are live at the Village Trestle over in Goffstown. The place is hopping.
Yeah.
Very, very fun. It is the last Sunday of the month, and it is their famous Bloody Mary Bar. And it is Build Your Own Bloody Mary Bar. Can you see all the people up there building their own Bloody Mary? It's like so cool.
Amazing.
It is wicked cool. You can come on in and go to the bar, and you will get a Ketel One vodka in a glass with some ice, and you go right over to the bar and make your own. There's shrimp up there, thick sliced bacon up there, every olive imaginable, and different flavors of Bloody Mary mix,
right?
Which is great, you know, from spicy to, you know, not
average.
Spicy, and you know all that stuff. So come on down. We are doing some trivia at our commercials. We're giving away Pat's Peak tickets. We're giving away Waterville Valley ski lifts. We have this great Bloody Mary gift collection, and that is for people here at the Trestle. So during the break, Michelle will announce a couple of trivias that we're going to do, and you can come in and win it. If you're listening and you're coming down, just come on in and tap one of us on the shoulder, and we'll give you a pulse ice scraper, which
we
need.
Or a back scratcher.
Or oh, my God. I like that better. I like that better.
Back
scratcher. Just come and tap us on the shoulder, and we'll just hand you one right over. You don't even have to do anything for it. So come on in. And, you know, I get it. This is kind of funny. So last night we went to Steve Freeman's house last night. He had a party. And fun. You know, he's done Chirothin with us, and we kind of assumed he would have some Chiro food for us. I don't mean like for us. That's not what I'm saying.
Just
everybody
with people
kinda,
in the party. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, people brought things, and, you know, we did all that kind of stuff. And I'm getting tapped. I need to be tapped.
Tapped on
Thank
the shoulder.
There you
it's
go.
It's official.
Thank
there we
you.
Go.
Yay. All right. Uncle Ray's in the house, too. Woohoo. Okay, and so we go last night, and we were busy like all day. Michelle, I was, okay, in the morning, I mean, you know, I'm going to someone's house, so I'm going to make them something. And Steve Freeman, he texts me, and he says, do you have two oven mitts that don't have silicone on them for a game? I go, sure, no problem. So I'm thinking, you know what? That's what I'm going to make them. All right. So, Michelle. All right.
I can't wait.
Michelle.
The great reveal.
Let me tell you. Oh, so we get over to Steve Freeman's. I'll tell you about this first. So we get there, and we are starving because we didn't stop all day. He's helping me wrap a gift, and then we had to bring gifts for, a swap. And he assured me. He said it's a Yiddish swap. And he said it is, he's Jewish, obviously.
Obviously.
And he said it, because we've never been to this party, he said they're gag gifts. It's an adult party. You can do something, you know, a little, you know,
risque,
you know. And it's just something, he says, don't spend any money if you can get it in your house. It's like supposed to be funny, gag gift, all this. Okay, so we go. As the game starts, well, first we get there and we're starving. All right, I have like three things going here. I'm sorry. I want to go in order. There is nothing there.
No food.
Daryl. Oh, my God. I thought he was going to die. Like, you know what was there that we ate last night for dinner? We ate veggies.
Raw veggies.
Which isn't a bad thing, but you're expecting party food.
Little something.
A little something. A little spread.
Yeah. It's my own fault. I should have brought some stuff for us, and I didn't. We were in such a rush, literally running out the door late and all that stuff, because I was sewing this thing that's in my bag that I'm going to show you, because we forgot it. We also, on top of it, forgot it.
Forgot it.
Yeah.
Oh, I love it.
So we ate raw veggies for dinner last night, and then we get there, and I forgot the oven mitts that took me all day to make. Now, Michelle, I was trying to do them, you know, I wanted to quilt them and make them all nice. So I'm getting down to the wire, okay, and Daryl, I'm like, okay, I need to go up, take my shower. I go, you need to wrap these, wrap this, wrap that, you know, do it in my thing. Da, da, da. So he's on my cutting table, cutting fabric and all this stuff. So he goes to put one of these. They're beautiful. I mean,
they
look
are.
At them. Well, look,
holy
look, aren't
moly.
They cute?
Very
you
nice.
Did a
yeah.
great job. Well, you can't put your hand in them.
They're small.
I mean, me, I can.
Yeah, but a guy
that,
can't.
I mean, look at his, oh look at Daryl's God. Hand.
Oh, that is hysterical.
If the glove doesn't fit.
Those would be good for kids.
Yeah.
That's
if the mitt don't
said.
Fit.
He goes, I can give them to Rory. Oh but God. Michelle, this took me all day. Do you see these little stinking squares?
Yeah.
I like quilted it like an idiot.
It's adorable.
Like an idiot.
Very nice.
Looks great though. Yeah. My mother does that with blankets.
You need to make them a little bigger, that's all.
It's for ladies. It's not for a plumber's hand.
I know. Unbelievable.
Oh God,
so
cute,
anyway, so now we'll get to the game. So the game starts. Mm-hmm. The first gift that someone opened, there was 26 people playing this game. So there's 26 gifts on the floor. First one opens the gift. It is this gorgeous backpack, picnic backpack.
Wow.
Daryl and I look at each other. I'm like, you've got to be kidding me.
I can't
me.
Wait to hear what you
you've
brought.
You've got to be kidding. I'm like, oh my gosh. So then I say something to Steve's girlfriend, Carolyn. I go, what the heck? You guys told me this was like a gag gift. She goes, it is. Trust me. I don't know where that comes from. Then the next one's, it's still a nice gift. I'm thinking Daryl and I are dying sitting there. We are literally dying. Then there was a couple. You know, one was a mug with pencils in it. I'm like, all right, all right. Daryl's. Someone grabs Daryl's. Of course, we're dying, right? We're like, oh my gosh. He opens it now. We took it from everything from our house. So Daryl's gift was, because he said it could be a little, you know. Well, one of them was these, when we had Penny, we had to give her vitamins. And so there, this big jar, not opened, of pig vitamins.
Oh, that's all right.
With,
yeah,
they
pig.
Could also, they
oh
could also
gosh.
Be for dogs.
Oh, my
oh.
gosh.
Oh, okay.
They, we, he also threw in there some handcuffs. So it's literally there and they're laughing.
Oh,
they're like,
yeah.
What does
God.
Pig and dog vitamins have to do with handcuffs? And we're just sitting there going, oh my God. No one knew it was us. It was
something
so funny.
I had enough.
We are dying.
Oh.
So it comes to my gift. And who picks my gift but Steve? I'm like, you know what my gift was, Michelle? You know what I did? Because it was like supposed to be something funny, right?
Yeah.
You know when I'm embroidering now on my machine? Well, I make mistakes when I'm appliquing and stuff.
Yeah.
It was two, like, literally bad mistakes on a dish towel. Like, just cut up and he takes them. I go, before you open that, I want to say something. You told me this was supposed to be a gag gift. Steve was laughing so hard.
God,
it was like three pieces of a gag thing that
yeah.
I messed up sewing. It looked ridiculous with stabilizer on it and everything. I did, thank
Too
God,
funny.
Add in a Mo face cloth towel. And then he calls her Dinah.
Dinah.
That's not Dinah.
That's
it's
Mo.
Mo. Right?
Can you tell the difference? Come on,
Dinah
Steve.
So
eyelashes.
Anyway, it was very, very fun. Very fun. Listeners tuning in, you are listening to The Taste Buds. We are live at the Village Trestle. Come on down and build your own Bloody Mary bar. Bartenders are here. Place is getting packed.
Yeah,
everybody's
it is.
In here.
Yeah.
Isn't it fun?
It is, yeah.
Starting to crank.
You know, for listeners that are hearing this, and even if you're here hearing it, we've already had quite a few people come on up. Just walk in, come tap one of us on the shoulder, and we're going to give you a prize. So just come on in. Also, during breaks, Michelle will be giving away some, doing some trivia and giving you away. We have some awesome ski passes to Pat's Peak and Waterville Valley. And in a little bit, we'll also be, my uncle is here, Ray, and
yeah.
him and my dad are going to be doing the dining adventure.
Oh, cool.
And right now we are talking to J-Dog.
Good.
J-Dog is in
Morning.
The house.
Yeah.
Him and Chris came in and they set up our great remote here. Andrew is back at the station.
At the ranch.
He's at the ranch.
He's at the
ranch.
Remember
J-Dog when you used to be back at the ranch?
I used to be back. Yeah, oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Remember?
Yeah.
It
kind
of stinks because we're all here enjoying and they're kind of back there.
Yeah. Well,
like Andrew keeps saying he's so hungry.
He's
poor
so hungry
thing.
He can eat that corn chowder. He might pay a visit after.
Oh, Andrew, I feel bad, but I don't know.
Them's
someone has to be there.
That's right.
That's right. Someone has to be there. So J-Dog is going to be starting the Chirothon program.
Yep, February 1st, this Thursday. Yep.
I am so excited for you to be doing this. This is so cool.
It is. I'm excited to do
it. So talk to me and tell me what made you decide to do this? How did it come about? What are you expecting? How do you feel?
I feel good. I feel confident about it. I mean, I have lost weight before.
Definitely.
With this, it's stubborn belly fat. And that's the thing I've been trying to get rid of for 25 years, since I was 10. Mm-hmm. My dad made a little too many kielbasas for cookouts back in the summer of 93.
God bless your dad.
I know. Miss him. Love him. You know, he's still with me.
Of course.
And, such a great cook. Oh, I wish I had that skill. My mother's a great chef, too. So I'm incredibly blessed to have a mother and a father that know how to cook.
Me, too.
It is a skill. I've lost weight in the past, and I've done. I had a friend's wedding about 3 years. 3 years ago, yes, I was on a vegan, processed-free, sugar-free diet. If you remember,
I do.
I got all the way up to, because my goal was to be a size 38, 36 around there, and be like 190, and I got there. And then because I wasn't going to go on it again, I decided to have some cake at the wedding, and I had more cake and more cake, and then it just kind of spiraled, and I was able to keep my weight under control, and then into 2016 I really started to just kind of, well, I don't really have any special events going. I mean, I got to keep up appearances, but I mean, I don't have to lose weight or keep the weight on. I just, what do I got to do? And I just decided to eat.
It does happen.
There were other instances that had happened to me personally, and see, I don't do drugs, as you know, and I very rarely drink, so, and I don't smoke, so my vice would probably be food. And that's a lot of people's vice.
Yep,
if it's one thing,
yep.
Right.
Yep.
And I'm 35 in March. And I got...
35?
35
I've
in March.
Known you that long.
You've known me for a decade now.
Yeah.
I was going to say, you were like 25.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
It is. Yeah.
You're getting old, J-Dog.
I'm getting old, so I want to get a little healthier.
Good for you.
Very good. I'm very proud.
So you went and visited Dr. April.
I did this past week, yeah. Yep, I had the consultation.
Isn't she nice?
She's fantastic.
Yeah.
I love her.
She's
great.
Is awesome.
She is. She
Listeners
is.
Out there, we're talking about the Chirothon program. Dr. April Kaczynski is the one that is running it, or, you know, one of the people in this area running it.
Yep.
And you can go to loseweightchirothon.com, and you can click on her picture, and she will tell you all about the program. Michelle and I finished it. It is a sick, well... Not finished it. You know, it. I'm trying not to use the D word.
You completed the 6 week term.
Completed the 6 weeks. It's a transformation.
Yeah.
It's a lifestyle transformation.
It's a regimen. Yeah.
You're resetting your metabolism.
You are, which is something I've got to do. So.
Right.
Yeah. That's
you
the
know?
Thing. I've lost weight before, and I felt great. But again, the stubborn belly fat. That's all about metabolism.
Yeah.
It just screws up your metabolism if you're eating all this food and not getting. In sync with your metabolism. That's the biggest part. And here I am now nearing 35, and it's becoming a big deal because as you get older, if you don't lose that weight, it's going to catch up with you.
A lot more difficult.
It's a lot more difficult.
It does, and it's harder to lose. And
Terrible. Yeah.
Terrible.
Yep. I'm excited about it because I'm a pork, chicken, turkey guy anyway, so it's not like I'm doing anything out of the ordinary. It's just portions.
Exactly. Yeah. It's portions.
It's portions. Hmm.
And, you know, I gave Pete a great tip. And I think it's probably the one thing I look forward to the most. I don't have it every day, but at least every other day.
Mm-hmm.
We can have deli meat,
which
is awesome.
Yeah,
94% fat-free deli meat.
Right.
So you go to the deli department, and I ask them to slice it thin.
Mm-hmm.
And I am telling you, when you get home and you put four ounces of deli meat on your scale, it is huge.
It is.
Yeah. I'm not a deli meat guy, but now that you've told me, because I know
I'm not either.
Yeah, it was on there. Then I found out you can do chicken and turkey and lean cuts of it, and then do it that way and put it on on a salad or at the very least, you know, some spinach, because I do like spinach.
Well,
so.
You can get what's called flat out bread, and it's flat.
Michelle and I were talking about Melba.
I love
Melba crack.
I love
Melba.
Melba.
You don't like Melba?
Too,
no,
love
I love Melba.
Well, see, I take the deli meat and I wrap it in that wrap.
Okay, that works.
With some sriracha mustard.
Ooh.
And like spinach,
I like that.
Cucumbers,
yep.
And cherry tomatoes. Wrap it up. It's huge. Oh. It's delicious.
That's I love
and
that.
And then I make Daryl's on it too, and I call it poop soup.
I love my
poop
soup.
We are always making poop soup. Yep. Always. I ever rotating. All it is basically is I saute onions, peppers, carrots, celery.
Yep.
And I get them nice and caramelized first. The only oil that we can use right now is coconut spray.
Yeah.
Which, invest in it. It's going to be your best friend. Okay. I love it. And you know, it actually has a really good taste to the vegetables.
Yeah. Okay.
It's delicious. Like, I roast vegetables with coconut spray. Yeah. So this soup, continuing on, I get those nice and caramelized first. And then I add I'll get the bag of already shredded coleslaw mix.
Yep.
With nothing, just the cabbage.
It's just the slaw and everything.
Right.
Yeah.
With little carrots I've in there or whatever.
Yep.
Throw that in and then fill it up with bone broth.
And do it that way. Yeah.
It's salt and pepper.
Yeah.
We like spicy, so I do add a lot of spices
to make it
spicy. So.
Yeah.
And another best friend of mine is the Frank's Buffalo Wing Sauce.
Yeah.
I'm on my third bottle.
When I saw that you could put Tabasco or Frank's, that was big for me,
Third
bottle of Frank's. There you go.
I put it in the poop soup when I have it every time.
Me too.
I pour it in.
Yeah.
So good.
There are two things I'm going to miss. I'm going to miss sweet potatoes because I like sweet potato burritos at a certain location and the like. When I was doing the vegan thing,
yep.
I was doing either bean burritos or sweet potato burritos. And also I'm going to miss eggs. You know, I'm an egg guy. You know that. You know the diner. You know that for sure.
Yep.
So I can do it.
6 weeks. Add them in.
And then you can incorporate it,
exactly.
which is good. I mean, it's not the be-all, end-all. If it was 6 years, I'd be like,
exactly. Help me.
But I'm going to do it, and I cannot wait to start because I know I'm going to load up, and you know where I'm going to load up for the first 2 days, right?
The diner.
You got it. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am.
The best part of it, Dad, we have these two loading days when you start.
Oh, I know. That's a great
5,000 to 6,000 calories. Yeah,
not even funny.
I know how to load up, especially at the diner. You know that.
Yeah. I do. Know that. You know, you got to take a picture of that.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
With all the food in front of you.
Yeah.
Take that picture.
We'll do.
Yeah,
make sure you
have a picture.
Yes. Oh yeah.
You know what I want to ask you? We need to go on a break, but I want to ask you, coconut spray.
Right.
Never
heard of that.
Olive oil.
Versus olive oil.
Okay.
I like the flavor now.
I already got it in my head. I'm buying a can.
Yeah, I mean, I am too.
Telling
now that
you.
Now you've told me.
It's so,
good.
I use EVO, now.
Right.
Certain applications.
I'll do grapeseed oil with eggs sometimes. So Just to mix it up, that's all.
Yeah.
I mean, I like EVO.
Coconut spray has zero calories.
Right, I know.
Now, I'm probably not using it like I probably should. Like, you know, you're only supposed to do well. I'm using it.
Yeah.
Like, I spray my pan, put my vegetables down. Then I'll spray the top of my vegetables.
Right.
And then I season them and put them in. It has the best flavor.
Are you cooking meat with it as well or no?
No.
Okay.
Just my veggies.
Just the veggies? Okay.
I roast my veggies like that.
Okay. Yeah.
Chicken, I do it right in the oven with like some seasonings on with a little bone broth in it.
Yeah.
Dad had it one night with
us. Really outstanding.
So good.
Yeah. That was unbelievable.
Delicious. Nice and plump. Organic chicken breast. Plump. I use organic and it does make a difference.
Oh, it does.
Delicious.
Oh, it does. Mm-hmm. I know that for sure.
And again, 4 ounces is a lot.
A lot.
Yeah. You don't think that it is because you're just so, your mindset is so used to what it is on the plate.
Exactly right.
You get there and then your brain
portion
gets
control.
Wrapped around the portion control.
Portion
That's
control.
Right.
Portion control.
Yep.
Totally.
Yeah.
Well, listeners, the Village Trestle here is hopping. Place is packed.
How many more seats are there? Not many.
I don't think there's
many.
You better get on in here.
Better get
stealing
down here.
Our
yeah.
seats soon.
I know.
We're
going to have to stand the rest of the broadcast.
Right.
But everybody, look around, and everybody is sipping on a Bloody Mary.
I saw some people eating some bacon, too. So,
I know.
They're getting ready.
It's on the Bloody Mary bar, bacon.
It's on the
thick
Bloody
sliced bacon.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
This will be the last time you can have Bloody Mary. You better get up there.
I'm not a Bloody Mary guy, but you know what? I might be today because you know
what?
I got to load up on Thursday and Friday because after that it's
actually you can load up from now till Friday.
I can. You're right.
I mean through Friday.
Yes.
I'd be taking advantage of it.
Whatever you want, and that's gonna help it.
Yes.
Because the shock is gonna be
exactly.
There.
Once the shock happens, that's it. All
exactly.
bets are off.
Okay, listeners, we need to go on a short break. We're live at the Village Trestle right in Goffstown. Come on down, build your own Bloody Mary bar. And if you are listening to this and you are coming in, just tap one of us on the shoulder. We will hand you over a Pulse windshield scraper and or, like J-Dog says, a back scratcher.
A back scratcher, yeah.
Yes. And we also have lift tickets here to give away. We have Pat's Peak and Waterville Valley. And we have this awesome Bloody Mary gift collection.
Jack Lynx, you're messing with Sasquatch. He's right on the cover, too.
Really?
Yeah, I'll show
you.
Cool. Look at this right here.
Let me see. Oh, I see.
There he is, huh? Look at
that's
Sasquatch.
That's an awesome gift pack right
there.
Yeah.
Look at that.
So come on in. You need to answer one of Michelle's trivia questions. We're going to go on break. So for everybody here at the Trestle, we're going to be giving away some lift tickets right now. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Food for Thought returns after these messages on 107.7 The Pulse.
Welcome back. Food for Thought with the Taste Buds. Carol and Michelle. Oh my gosh, it's so fun over here. Place is hopping.
Awesome.
We are live at the Village Trestle, if you don't already know. You should be in the know. If you're not, you need to get on down here. It is awesome down here. It is the last Sunday of the month, which means the Village Trestle serves up their Build Your Own Bloody Mary Bar, so you can come on down and build your own Bloody Mary Bar. And let me tell you, there is Bloody Mary Bar is crazy. There's every imaginable olive up there. There's bacon. There's shrimp. I believe, Uncle Ray, did you make a Bloody Mary? Oh, wait, you need this, Uncle Ray. You need to talk on here. Uncle Ray is on, Andrew, on that fourth one.
Get real close, yeah, Uncle Ray. Get real close.
Yes.
There we go.
Yeah.
So Uncle Ray is here, and you went up to the Bloody Mary Bar. So tell us what's on it.
Everything. Everything.
Like, what did you put in yours?
Everything.
Yeah,
bacon, shrimp.
It's like a meal.
Yeah, it's a meal.
I saw the mozzarella with the...
I didn't do that.
Yeah, everything looks so great. Yeah, and different kind of juices and all that. Okay, Ian, we had Uncle Ray pop on because you and Dad was telling me this morning that, Dad, I like your little pin. It looks so cute.
I always leave with my pin.
It looks really good.
Thank
I like
you.
It.
Thank you.
Usually it's crooked and it's not. It's
well,
no, it's straight.
You've been straightening me out.
I know. I usually do. That's what I mean. I usually
go
over
and I look
fix it.
As a,
you know what you're going to do when you put it on? Look in the mirror, make sure it's straight, and click it really hard and it won't move.
I haven't lost one yet.
Yeah, you're lucky.
I am lucky.
You know what I do with mine? When people notice it, I give it to them.
I know.
And
well, they got to show interest. They show interest, it's theirs.
Exactly. Exactly.
Good idea.
Yeah. So, listeners, before we get into our dining adventure, which Dad and Uncle Ray are going to talk about, if you are here at the Trestle or you are on your way to the Trestle, just come on in, tap one of us on the shoulder. We'll give you a ice scraper, a Pulse ice scraper. And also, if you're here, you are going to be able to win some Waterville Valley tickets, Village Trestle gift certificate, and then we're going to have a big prize at the top of, well, at the end of the hour, actually, I should say. It is a great Bloody Mary gift collection. So get on down here and come and win some prizes or come and get some prizes. So so I talked to Dad this morning, and he said that you went out with Uncle Ray last night, which is really cool. That was nice.
Yeah, that was
brothers
very nice.
Going out. How nice.
Very nice.
Yeah, and you went to the Salona. Now, I have heard about Salona. So tell me all about it. Let listeners know where it is.
Yeah.
And also, listeners, the Dining Adventure is brought to you by none other than the Village Trestle. I need to mention that for advertising purposes.
Yep.
So go ahead.
What is the cross street? And you can go.
Silver Street.
Oh, there you go.
Maple and Silver Street.
Silver.
Oh, really?
It's a neighborhood bar and grill.
I saw it. You know, I went to the Facebook, and the bar looks great. It looks beautiful.
Nice little place.
And that's been there for quite a while.
Oh, yeah.
Many years.
Yes, it's been there a long time.
Yeah, when my kids were in school, it was there. Yeah. We used to go. It was awesome.
Yeah. No.
It's always been awesome. We go every week.
Really? You know, and it's a place that you don't hear a whole lot about.
No.
So what did you guys have for dinner, and what's on their menu?
Well, couldn't make up our mind, because I guess we don't eat that much. But I looked at the menu, and the menu is very, very nice. I mean, it had everything. It had from baked lamb to great burgers of all types. It has great seafood platters, haddock sandwiches, haddock dinners. Last night's special was what? Haddock and scallops.
Scallops.
Wow.
Special. But what amazed me, well, what we had, finish that. Raymond's been before, and I'm not a salad eater, you know that.
Okay.
But I didn't want to eat a lot, so we shared a pizza. The pizza was outstanding.
Yeah, that's what I miss.
And I mean it when I say
miss
it.
Miss my pizza.
Pizza's always good, but this was great. And he says, how about trying a Greek salad? We tried a Greek salad, plenty of feta, nice, fresh, crisp, proper amount, and you do it special. What was that, Ray?
It's a Greek dressing with dill.
Yeah, it goes to half and half.
It's unbelievable.
Yum.
I went to the bottom of it.
We both did.
No, it was just great. And it's a woman, the mother.
And mother and daughter.
Mother.
Emily and Maria run the restaurant.
You can see them. They're cooking in there. She's hammering away.
They're there 7 days a week.
This place had I know numbers pretty well. When I left, I knew there was at least 100 people in there. Yeah.
So it's a good size.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. And I'd never been like that, but he said Saturday night's like this.
You can go on a Wednesday night and it's full.
Yeah.
Do they have music?
On weekends.
Wow. Weekends, so like Friday, Saturday night.
Family Feud on a Saturday night. Bingo.
Keno.
So all kinds of stuff. I did notice they don't have a website, but they do have a Facebook page, which that's the thing going, right now.
Live music that doesn't drive you out of the place.
Right.
Which is important.
And they're conscious.
Very,
when we came in, she lowered it because we were sitting in the booth with the speakers.
Yep.
It was very, very nice.
Often.
It's just great. Great, great.
And they must have, beer on tap and stuff that and full nice bar.
Nice bar. And, like we always say, this is a sleeper. Mm. A lot of people don't know about it.
It is.
Well, and one of the old places in Manchester is still here.
Yep.
Very, very.
There's a lot of those around.
Yeah.
Uncle Ray, another place that I think that you frequent too is Steve's.
Oh.
Steve's on Elm Street.
Yeah, every week.
That's another one.
Yeah, we didn't go last night because I went to Salona with my brother.
Right.
It was awesome.
So the next time we go to Athens is reopened.
Yes. Oh, I know.
Yes.
Can't wait to try that one out.
Maybe that'll be tonight.
Yeah.
Athens. Yum.
So good. Greek food. So good.
What when they closed, did they do a renovation?
Yeah,
do we know?
They
so
did.
They did.
They were
on the inside, not on the
Kitchen was a complete remake. They said
they probably could have done a little something.
Yeah,
else.
I know.
They did. No, we'll see.
You mean we actually see if they replace some of the cushions.
You know what though, it's a charm. It's been there for many years, and
right.
It's Athens. I can remember going there, and when you walk in and on the right hand side, it's usually empty. Although
empty
I think
room.
They use it for the overflow
functions now.
And functions, but they had belly dancers there. The Greek belly dancers. It's
real
so
Greek,
fun.
That's a real old time Greek restaurant.
Yeah, it is, and the food. I mean,
and same way.
Their food is delicious.
The owner is in the back, and the wife is in the front. So it's the real stuff, real McCoy.
All right. So again, our dining adventure was brought to you by the Village Trussell, where we are live here right now. Come on down and build your own Bloody Mary bar. I see everybody in here. Everybody is. It's packed. Everybody's sipping on their Bloody Marys. I'm extremely jealous. Extremely.
I don't think I can have another one.
Why?
Oh,
yeah, he says it was.
Yeah.
Was it?
Killing.
How come you didn't bring it to the table?
I drank it.
Actually, we need to go on a break. We need to do a break. So we're going to go on break, and Michelle has another pair of tickets to give away. I think you should, if you're parking the car, you better get your butt in here. Because we're going to be giving those away, as well as a couple of Village Trussell gift certificates. So get on in here. You are listening to The Pulse live at the Village Trussell in Goffstown. Check them out on the web, villagetrussell.com. We'll be right back.
Food for Thought returns after these messages on 107.7 The Pulse.
Welcome back. You are listening to The Pulse, Food for Thought with the Taste Buds, Carol and Michelle. Dad is in the house. And we are live. Thank you, Uncle Ray. We are live at the Village Trussell over in Goffstown. You can come on down and build your own Bloody Mary bar. And I'll tell you, the place is packed. We're giving away lots of prizes.
Yep.
You still have time to get on in here, tap us on the shoulder, and we will give you a pulse ice scraper.
So we've got one, two,
also three, be used seven, as a back scratcher.
Yes, so we got one, two, three, four, five,
very
six,
cool.
Seven and, back and scratchers left. So come on, folks.
There you go. And if you weren't in here, you just missed Michelle singing Mr. Covino, Happy Birthday. That's her specialty. Yes, that's her specialty.
Well, she's a singer, so that helps.
And you know what I just want to mention here? The Village Trestle, I talk about it a lot, but that's okay. They have live music here, and, you know, the music here is amazing. You know, some places when you go in, Dad, you can, some places when you go in, you know, it can, what I like, it's early. You know, like, they start at, like, 7. Or, like, our favorite time to go, Daryl and I, is on Sundays. They do Sundays from 3 to 7. It's like a blues band.
Yeah.
You know, done at 7, you can be home, you know.
Early
I love that.
I do, too.
You know, then there is, you know, times on the weekends where is, you know, they have a great lineup. Like, February's lineup, you can come in. They have, there's a girl, and I've actually seen her. Rose Kula is here on Friday, February 2nd. You can check it out on Facebook, and they have their whole lineup. One of a real fun night is the Bob Pratt Band.
Bob Pratt's awesome.
So fun.
Yes, awesome.
Amber Lee sings also.
Oh, nice. She
does.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, Amber Lee's a singer.
Oh, yeah.
She sings on Sundays.
I love her name.
Amber Lee,
too.
I know, huh? It's pretty.
Isn't that a pretty name?
Very pretty.
It's pretty.
It just goes, Amber Lee.
Yeah.
So, you know, if you, like I said, if you've never been to the Trestle, you need to come on down. And
on Facebook, is it Village Trestle or The Village Trestle on Facebook?
You know, nowadays, J-Dog, I'm not exactly sure, but you can just put in the search and it'll pop right up.
Because sometimes that happens where if you put the or there's no
I think there's.
Yeah.
I don't think there's one.
I don't think.
Village Trestle.
You know, and that J-Dog, you're just such a choom person. You know, like choom choom.
I'm technically technical.
You are technically.
He is.
I like that. Technically technical.
Yes, Van Ness and I are kind of the
you
same.
You are?
Yes, we're not yin and yang. We're yin and yin or yang and yang.
But I do want to just say one thing.
Oh, my gosh. I think I lost it. What'd you lose?
Oh, it's right here. It's in my shirt. I have it on. But it's also it's Jesse's birthday today. I have my Jesse pin on.
Yep.
Jesse today would be 26.
26. Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Isn't that crazy?
Yep. Yeah.
It's like crazy. 26 years old. So, yes.
Crazy.
And okay, so let's talk about. We have like a little bit left to the show. Dad, do you happen to have any like Super Bowl recipes that we can?
No.
You know that people can cook up for Super Bowl next Sunday. Michelle, I think you have a couple.
Yeah, I do.
Chicken wings.
I really don't have one.
I have some chicken wing ones.
Yeah, right. You did.
I have one that you and I probably can't have, and one that we can have. So I'll do the one we can have. How's that?
Well, do both of them.
All right.
Right.
All right. The first one is Amber Lee. Well, this is called Amber Bock. Beer sauce for wings.
Wow.
Ooh.
It's a beer sauce. All right, here are the ingredients. A 12-ounce bottle of Michelob Amber Bock beer. I guess that's the name of a beer.
Yeah,
I didn't know
there
that.
Is one.
Michelob Bock?
Yeah, Amber Bock beer. Or your own favorite beer.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay. Teaspoon of onion powder, tablespoon of chopped garlic. Ooh, yum. Teaspoon.
I put in 5.
Yeah. Teaspoon of Worcestershire sauce, tablespoon of hot red pepper flakes, half a cup of hot sauce on top of that, half a cup of packed brown sugar, 2 tablespoons of white vinegar, a tablespoon of Dijon mustard, and half a cup of molasses. Combine all the sauce ingredients and cook over a medium heat and simmer for 20 minutes and then put your chicken wings in that to marinate, and then you can either broil them, barbecue them, however, or bake them. Delicious.
Sounds very good.
That sounds really good. Or what you could do with them, like Donna this morning, she of course defeathers them first.
Yeah.
Exactly right.
And then she puts her Saison seasoning, and then she fries them, and then toss them in the in that mixture.
Yes.
But that mixture sounds wicked good.
Yeah.
Sounds
with
good.
The brown sugar. Yikes.
Here's ours. Ours is honey broiled chicken wings. I love honey on chicken, on anything. 12 chicken wings and a third a teaspoon of salt. Rub that salt into the chicken wings. And you're going to add the mixture. Place the chicken wings in a bowl and then add this mixture to your chicken wings. A teaspoon of rice vinegar, a teaspoon of soy sauce, tablespoon of honey, a tablespoon of sake, vegetable oil, and lemon to taste. Simple.
Yeah.
But I think sounds kind of tasty. And that's only for 12 wings. So if you're making more, double, triple that recipe.
Right.
And, and then let the flavor absorb for 20 to 30 minutes. Make sure you put all that, you know, in the with the chicken wings, 20 to 30 minutes, and then you can broil them.
I think that sounds delicious. You know, chicken wings, I love chicken wings.
Me too.
They have great chicken wings right here at the Trestle, too. Probably one of my favorite places for chicken wings besides here at the Trestle is Casey's Rib Shack.
Yeah.
They have great chicken wings.
That's a good one.
Oh, and you know what I added? There are some people that don't like chicken wings, or like for me, I'm kind of like the skin on the chicken wing we're not supposed to have. So chicken tenders, why can't you mix any of those?
That would be good.
Chicken wing, you know, seasonings, and do it with chicken tenders and bake them, broil them, however, right?
Definitely.
Sure. Yeah.
Sure. And you know, just a little tidbit, when you do come to the Trestle, I know I'm talking a lot about the Trestle, but it's all about the Trestle
today,
right?
Hey, yeah.
That's why you're here.
Right. So when you come to the Trestle and you have chicken tenders, and they're known for their chicken tenders, one of the things they're known for, you will get a plate. Like Chris actually just said to me, he said, did you see that plate of chicken tenders? I said, isn't it amazing? I mean, you get a ton of chicken tenders, even the appetizer side.
I saw that.
And they're baked.
They are.
They're
stinking
baked.
Nothing is fried. Yeah.
No, I mean, they have no fry later here.
Nope.
And they have no freezer.
No freezer.
No, no freezer, no fry
later.
What
kind of place does that?
Right.
Yeah.
Everything is fresh.
Yep.
Like everything.
Everything.
One of my favorite things they have, too, at lunchtime sometimes, it's a special that they do, not all the time. Like I said, you can check their Facebook page, like them, and you'll get the notices. They do a chicken, spinach, and feta burger.
Oh, that sounds really good. Yum.
I get it with no bun and salad. It's
perfect.
It's delicious.
So.
It's really, really good. Very fresh. Yep. It's delicious.
I want
really
to try
is.
That chicken because they're big pieces.
They're huge.
You'd think they were like tenders, you know what I mean? And they are tenders, but they're pretty much like big chicken breasts almost.
Yeah, they're big.
Yeah.
They're
really
huge.
Yeah.
And you can get different flavors too.
Okay. Yep.
Yeah.
Pretty cool. Pretty cool.
Dad, maybe, I mean, we didn't do it that way the other night, but pretend that we did. Maybe you can just go over the, you know, Super Bowl's next week. Maybe someone's going to make something special for the day. You know, I mean, usually it's a lot of appetizer kind of things, but, you know, maybe someone wants to make a tenderloin. Like how, you know, real simple.
Very simple.
You came to the house with it totally prepared, all seasoned.
Yep.
What did you do in the pan? Would you season it with?
And again, it's simple. You know, when I hear simple and good, it's the truth. Salt, pepper, onion. A little bit of onion flavor if you don't, you know. I use the granulated onion. You know how strong I am on that.
And real onion you had in there, too.
Yep. Well, that's in a pan.
But,
Well, I start with the pan, and then I just always put a couple carrots and some celery and a half of an onion just for the aromatic, and I just can't get out
the
of my
flavor.
Head. It's just there. It permeates the air in the oven, and it transduces to it. But anyways, all you do is get a tenderloin at your local butcher or no regular place. And I clean it up, take all the silver skin off of it, take the fat off of it, what you can see. It might take you 15, 20 minutes. And I do rub it with EVOO, not much, just a little bit to make it water adhere the seasoning.
Exactly.
Right.
And I just did the same thing that night. I did salt, pepper. I did use the pink salt.
Himalayan.
You know, Himalayan salt. Mm. And pepper was cracked pepper all over it. Kind of generous.
See, I got Dad doing the pink Himalayan salt.
Yeah.
Isn't that awesome?
That's it.
You got to get that, J-Dog.
I wanted to try pink Himalayan salt.
You have
good
to
for
get
you.
It.
All I use.
Good for you.
Yep. And then I finished that off with a little bit of parsley. And that's it. I brought it to her house. And I told her to get the oven at 500 degrees, and you put it in there uncovered for 20 to 25 minutes the very most. If you're using a thermometer, you should take it out at about 100 degrees. That's it. And then you have to let it rest loosely covered for that same 20, 25 minutes.
Give it like a tin foil tent, we call
right,
it.
Wow. Right, right,
a little tent.
In a
don't
warm
like
place. You know, they'll go put it in a by a window where it's cool. Yeah. Should be
right,
warm.
Like on your kitchen
in
counter.
Your kitchen, exactly.
Yep, yep.
Oh, yeah, it's over there. No. Oh, and I forgot very common. To let that tenderloin warm to room temperature.
Oh, before you cook it.
Very important, because that's where the 100 degrees comes in, and the center, when you cut it, won't have that little ball of raw, because it'll just cook and permeate from one edge to the other edge. And that's it. It's a simple thing.
It is so simple.
And
it's
served.
And it's so
how many
good.
People were? 15, maybe 16?
Oh, my God, we were 20.
We were 20, and we had a good chunk left.
And Daryl made brisket.
Yeah.
There was hardly, they ate.
Yeah. I bet.
The only
everybody
thing I was seeing, I made a béarnaise, and they were putting béarnaise all over the place.
That was my next question. You made that homemade, didn't you?
No, I didn't.
Oh.
It's I didn't. I cheated.
Oops.
I cheated.
Whoops.
No, I cheated because I made it homemade before. It's very, very difficult with the eggs and all that. This was...
you know, because you had so much of it, I felt bad. I mean,
well,
you made so much of that.
Well, I went to do the half, and this is...
Oh, my God, we're all done.
This is a powder you buy, and it's very expensive, you know, for béarnaise.
Well, it keeps it consistent.
There's a pound of butter in it.
I would have really thought that you made it.
Pound of butter and milk, and do it the same way you do the roux.
I mean, you got to have a little bit of béarnaise on your tenderloin, seriously.
Yeah, I agree.
Listeners,
I agree.
Thank you so much for tuning in. I cannot believe the 2 hours already flew by.
Yep, you're gone.
Thank you, Dad. Thank you, Michelle. Thank you, Andrew,
Pam.
Back at the station.
Yes,
thank you,
Andrew.
Chris. Thank you, J-Dog, for setting up. We're all good. Village Trestle, thank you. It was very fun.
Yep.
Everybody here is having a ball. You